Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Good evening. Welcome back to the Darkness on the Edge of Town Paranormal Radio Show. I'm your host, Dave Schrader, along with me, Tim Dennis. I want to thank everybody that joined us live at the Queen Mary last week. It was a lot of fun. It was our last official Darkness Radio Taps event at the Queen Mary.
Mm-hmm.
At least I see in the foreseeable future, for at least the next couple of years, I would say we won't be back there. At this time, we have no plans at all to return to the Queen Mary.
That means I can stay healthy for a few winters?
Yes, yes.
Nice.
There's nothing against the Queen Mary. They're lovely people in a lovely ship with an amazing set of ghosts, but it's just time to move on and find new places and new locations to investigate. So we're going to check that out. I want to thank everybody that listens. I want to do make a couple of quick mentions. As people that listen to the show know, aside from the paranormal, the way we, you know, ghosts, UFOs, Bigfoot, all that fun stuff, we also like to delve into the world of prayer and energy exchange, and from time to time we call upon people to help out. And on our website, if you go to darknessradio.com, click on my MySpace page. If you have people that you want prayed for or energy and healing energy sent out to it, we've had fantastic results with that. Always willing to help you out and do what we can. I bring that up to mention the next few things. A good friend of ours, Dr. Barry Taff, parapsychologist, one of the most well-known names out there in the paranormal field, researcher for umpteen years, is dealing with an illness right now. The doctors don't understand, having something to do with his colon. He has been hospitalized, has been dealing with passing blood. So if we could get people out there to pray for Dr. Barry Taff, send your energy, your healing, your everything you can to him to help him get back on the straight and narrow. He is a very good man with a very kind heart, has forfeited a good part of his life to taking care of his ailing parents and helping them. So, A, for his family's sake alone, they need Barry around, and B, just because he's a great guy and nobody should go through the problems he's going through, keep him in your thoughts and prayers. We also want to mention a good friend of ours, Bill Murphy, who does Tech Talk.
Yep.
On the show. His lovely fiance, Anita, had a spill about a week ago, fell in the basement of their home. She was alone there and was immobile for about 25, 30 minutes before help could arrive. Anita is a hemophiliac, and she broke, I believe, leg, arm, a couple ribs, and did some damage, fractures to her pelvis or hip. She's in a lot of trouble and most likely will be spending the next year rehabilitating in a wheelchair. Bill Murphy and Anita need your prayers, support, love, and hope. And if you could pour that out for our correspondent, Bill Murphy and Anita, I'd really appreciate that as well. She's currently at Cedars-Sinai Hospital and, USC.
Mm-hmm.
And, undergoing quite a bit there, dealing with a lot of pain and a lot of, recuperation. So, send out your love, energy, and healing and prayers to Bill and his lovely fiance. And you get back into tonight's show, as we promised, again, we've got a good one for you. Our good friend Don Shy, the paranormal publicist, was kind enough to help us line up these two guests that we've had tonight, Robert Stanley and the last hour. Our next guest is Diane Tessman, and Diane is a noted contactee. She's an abductee, a psychic, and a channeler, and we'd like to welcome her for the first time to the Darkness on the Edge of Time, Town. Good evening, Diane. Thank you for joining us here.
Good evening, and I wanted to add that I have a healing network, the Star Network, and we'll add our prayers for your friends as well.
Thank you very much. Yeah, it's amazing with the healing abilities. You know, I wasn't one to know exactly how I felt about that. I had a few people start this with us about 2 years ago, just saying, Dave, I know you have a lot of people on your website. Would you mind putting out a healing request? And we did, and we started getting really unbelievable response from people that were hospitalized and with the chronic ailments or life-threatening illnesses and things that were unexpected and popped up. And within a few days of doing prayer and healing requests, we had amazing response from people all over, getting healthy real quick, doctors not knowing why, everything from an in vitro brain tumor in a baby that they were afraid would have to terminate the baby's life. Then we did a prayer and healing request, and literally thousands of people poured in their thoughts and love. And when they did another ultrasound, they could not find any remnant of a brain tumor on this baby.
Huh.
You know, so we've had some just fantastic results doing that. Do you guys see that as well with your star network?
We do, and we recognize that there are two sides to reality, mm-hmm. and one is spiritual and the other is scientific. But we tend to place the emphasis on the scientific, and the spiritual is just kind of fluff in our society, and that isn't the way it is. It's two sides of one coin, two sides of one reality. And so the spiritual is counts every bit as much as medical and scientific.
No doubt about that. Now, Diane, talk to us about your life. You, at what age did you become a contactee or an abductee?
Well, quite a long, strange trip it's been.
Yeah, sounds like.
Well, I'll start when I was teaching school for 11 years, and I was a state section director for MUFON. And I looked into local UFO sightings and tried to be very scientific about it. But I knew there was something personal involved, too. Didn't know what. Meanwhile, at my house, I was having strange beeps in the wall, in the TV.
Wait, you were having strange what?
Beeps.
Oh, beeping.
Just
okay.
Beeps, yeah.
All right.
And other paranormal events, just small ones. But you sort of scratched your head and wondered, well, that doesn't make any sense.
Right.
And that kind of climaxed in 1979, there was a bad bus accident. A barge bumped into the Skyway Bridge. I was living in Florida at the time and teaching at Maximo Elementary. And at 7:35 in the morning, my smoke alarm beeped, and I thought, well, the battery's low. It's not a fire. It was kind of an SOS kind of beep, and it turned out that at 7:35, a bus went off the Skyway Bridge. The barge had hit it, and a Greyhound bus went over and some other cars. And so there were paranormal events like that. And I eventually went to Dr. R. Leo Sprinkle at the University of Wyoming, wondering if I had had a UFO encounter or abduction or contact when I suspected when I was a child on the farm in Iowa, in North Iowa. And that's where I began being spiritual as well as scientific. So that's kind of where I would start. But I did remember a UFO encounter when I was a child, several of them.
All right, and that's kind of what kicked you off. Now, when did you start to realize that you had psychic abilities and you were sensitive?
Well, I underwent the hypnosis with Dr. Sprinkle,
mm-hmm.
and remembered an encounter. It wasn't medical. It wasn't frightening. But it was an encounter when I was 3 or 4 years old, and another one a year later. And so I went, happened to have moved out to California with my daughter, and tried to get a teaching job in California in 1980, and you couldn't get one. So I began doing psychic readings door to door, and I also started a newsletter with the help of Tim Beckley of Inner Light Publications, and that's kind of where I crossed over from MUFON investigator to channeler and psychic. And I always say that if you feel that my contacts are just me, that's okay, because it's really the message that is more important than who the messenger is. So back in 1980, I began receiving messages about climate change, global warming, but not just warming, the fact that the balance would be lost. So it would also be terribly cold and bad storms and rising waters and all of that stuff. And also messages on society breaking down and financial crisis. So since 1981, I've been on the psychic side of things as opposed to scientific. But really, they're one. There isn't really any...
Let me ask you this. Do you feel that kind of the chicken or the egg theory, do you believe that the contact with the UFOs and the alien races is what unleashed your psychic ability? Or do you believe that because you had an inherent psychic ability, that's why they sought you out?
Well, I believe that everybody has psychic ability. I think it's just part of being human or part of being a cat or part of being a dog. All life forms have a spiritual or psychic aspect as well as a scientific aspect or a physical aspect. I believe that I was in a position to be contacted because I was an only child, didn't have any siblings or playmates, lived on a farm, pretty much entertained myself with nature. I think nature is a strong key to contact. I was always really close with nature. I heard Native American vibrations on this land, which is now just farmland for big corporate farms, and yet the Lakotas and Native American culture influenced my childhood. So I think I was in the right place also. So I don't know whether it had anything to do with just me or more the availability of contact.
Okay. We have to take a quick break here, Diane, and then we'll come back. We'll do some more with you as well. So we've got you here for the hour. And I would like to know in our last segment if you're willing to do some predictions for us for 2009.
Okay.
If that gives you a little time, especially during commercials, to kind of clue into that part of the universe that you work with and see if that works. We're going to take a break now. Before we do, I've got a copy of Interdimensional Universe to give away by our guest from last week, Philip Imbrogno. If you're interested in getting a copy of that book, first one to call in, Tim, with the answer to this question, what year did the movie Close Encounters come out? First one to call in correctly with that answer at 651-989-5855. 651-989-5855 will win a copy of Philip Imbrogno's book, Interdimensional Universe book. You're listening to the best in paranormal talk radio. We'll be back with more. Good evening. Welcome back to the Darkness on the Edge of Town paranormal radio show. Our guest, Diane Tessman. She's a noted abductee, contactee, and she's a psychic and channeler as well. Diane, welcome back to the show. Let me ask you real quickly, what were the reasons for these childhood UFO encounters for you?
They've shaped my whole life. As I said, I taught school for 11 years, was never real happy doing so. I liked the kids, but the discipline and the red tape I didn't care for. And since I started publishing a newsletter and actually several newsletters, I've written 5 books. I've reached people. I realize I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing at this point in time. I've tried to raise awareness of Mother Earth as a living organism, as a living being, and I've got some really wonderful friends and subscribers and readers who have stuck by me since 1981, and this is what I was supposed to be doing. So if that had not happened, my main guide is a being called Tybus, who seems to be from Earth's future. He's a future voice. And I don't really care if somebody thinks he's my higher self or just me, the muse on my shoulder. He feels he's a separate being, and I feel I'm a separate being. But he is the one that contacted me in childhood, and he's the one that has helped me with my books and
so you don't believe him. You don't believe him to necessarily be an alien. He's just a future humanoid.
Yeah, he's from Earth's future, and whether he's like Captain Kirk or whether he's the muse on my shoulder who is a future human voice, I don't really care what a person, what the individual sees or perceives about Tibus. To me, he is a shared consciousness. To me, he is a separate being, and I do receive messages from him which have often proven true and which have quite a bit of cosmic wisdom in them, and I'm not sure I could have done that without him. So I leave it up to the individual as to who Tibus is.
Well, let me ask you this. Now, you said that a lot of the information that he gives you, it comes true. How accurate of a prediction do you make? I mean, is it always, when you make a prediction, are they dead on? Is it always kind of similar? I mean, there's going to be a huge storm. You're predicting a tsunami. You just don't know where it's going to hit, that kind of deal. Or do you say, you know, there's something big coming for New Orleans and I'm not sure what it is.
Right.
And then it turns out there's a massive storm.
It varies. I've had some that were very accurate and specific. I suppose the majority are more general because the crux of his message, or of my message, is to learn to love Mother Earth. I think that organized religion has emphasized the male and a male god who maybe sits on a cloud and has dominion over the earth. To me, and to Tibus, the earth is a goddess and certainly shares equally to be mother, father, mother earth and father sky. So I think that, I feel that, there's a shared dominion there, and that it hasn't been organized religion has tended to put down the female. So as far as whether it's specific or not, a few are specific and quite a few are general, but we've been so accurate as far as the generalities in predicting global warming before it happened, rising waters around the world before it happened. I wrote a book called Earth Changes Bible, and it's got specific maps in it as to where the water rises, and that's proven to be pretty accurate. So it's a combination of specific and general.
I'm curious too. What, you know, I mean, and this is no slam on you, but it seems a lot of your predictions that you get are all doom and gloom type predictions. I mean, do you ever get that? You know, hey, Dave's going to win the, you know, lottery in 2009, or is it always something to do with global, you know, hardships?
Well, we do readings for individuals that might be Dave in the lottery, but our message is really one of great hope. We feel that the new dawn is what we call it, that there will be a dimensional shift, and that human consciousness will hum in a higher octave, because, of course, there's like a wolf hum and a cat hum. When you think of it, dogs act like dogs. There's a hum. Cats act like cats. Individuals are wonderful and unique, and yet there is a general hum to every species. And we feel that the human species is about to make a leap in evolution if there is enough enlightenment within the individual to adjust to a higher hum. So our message is actually one of great hope that out of all the dark days between Wall Street and climate change and everything seems to be falling apart, that this is the dark before the dawn. And we feel that this has happened before in human history. From the Dark Ages to the Renaissance was a pretty good change in human consciousness. It can change almost like putting different software into a computer. And so we feel that this will be happening soon, 2012, 2011, and of course this lines up with a lot of other people and predictions.
When you're getting this information, do you have to open up to this channeling session, or can they just kind of take over whenever they want?
there's a shared consciousness. Usually it's Tybus, who is my main guide. I do a Change Times quarterly where I do hear from other beings from other dimensions or other worlds. But it's I'm always in control. I'm always can tell them, no, not now. It isn't when somebody writes to me and says, oh, this being is talking through me and there doesn't seem to be any control over it, my warning bells go off, because the human being who lives on Earth, who has to survive and seems sane, has to have control over it.
Let me ask you this then, Diane. Why Diane Tessman? Why not Dave Schrader? Dave Schrader has a radio talk show on 100,000-watt FM station. People tune in from all around the world to listen to the show. Why Diane Tessman? Why not somebody in the media? Why not Tom Brokaw? Why not Peter Jennings? Why don't they get this message, do you think?
That Dave Schrader and Peter Jennings and Tom Brokaw do have a spiritual input from guides. I think that a few of us that do channeling probably put it into specific terms of now we're channeling from higher realms. But I think that everybody has a purpose, a mission, mm-hmm. and everybody has psychic ability. My life, I happen to be an only child. I won't bore you with the specifics, but my life kind of led me in the direction of devoting myself to this. I've got an animal sanctuary. I write publications. This is what I do. I have talent as a writer, and so my channeling works well with that. You have talent as a radio good talker.
Well, thank you. Now that brings another question, though, before we go to break here. You're a good writer, which means you're inventive, you're creative. How do you know you're not just switching on into that creative side and that there is no Tybus? There is just Diane Tessman, who's really, really inventive and really, really entertaining. And you want to pass, because here's the deal. Dave Schrader from Podunk Junction, Iowa, wants to pass on a message that he thinks is important. Nobody cares. Now, Dave Schrader from Podunk Junction, Iowa, says that I'm hearing from Rival 4 from the planet Gazoof, and suddenly people start listening. Whether they think you're a goof or whether they think you're serious, they're willing to listen to the message. And when it's one of hope and love and global consciousness and working together, you know, that comes together. How do you know when you're not just creating your own manifestation of what you think is being out there?
Right. Well, that's why I say the message is more important than the messenger. Mm-hmm. Nobody can prove that Tybus exists, and nobody can say that Dave Schrader doesn't have a spiritual conduit when he has an interesting program on the paranormal and the spiritual and the metaphysical. The world is lacking that. We've got religious, we've got science, but we don't really have harmony with nature, natural logic and philosophy and science.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't treasure the environment. So ultimately, it doesn't make any difference. We're killing our planet. We're right. killing the world we stand on. And if, as I've said, if somebody wants to think it's just Diane, I'm not really interested in selling the fact that, oh, I hear from Tybus.
Right. We have to take another break here. Tim, you said we have a winner on the first book?
Yeah, Sean from St. Paul won the first book.
Congratulations, Sean. How about this? I've got another question for you. We've got another copy of the book, and I'll give this away to the first two correct callers, Tim. So we're going to give two copies of the book,
right.
Interdimensional Universe by Philip Imbrogno, our guest from last week. Here's it. The brand new remake of The Day the Earth Stood Still just came out on the 12th, starring Keanu Reeves. Can you tell me, it's a two-part question. I need to know both answers. I need to know who was the star of the original Day the Earth Stood Still. All of a sudden I sound drunk.
Yeah,
who was the original star of The Day the Earth Stood Still, and what was the name of the character he and Keanu both are portraying? If you know those answers, give us a call. You cannot have won in the past 30 days. If you have won, we cannot take your answer. So please give us a call if you'd like to win a copy of the book. We'll be right back with more. You're listening to the best in paranormal talk radio. Good evening. Welcome back to Darkness Radio. I'm your host, Dave Schrader. Our guest this evening, Diane Tessman. She is an abductee. She's a contactee. Tim, did we get a winner in that last break?
Yeah, we actually have two of them.
We have two winners. Who are the winners?
Jane, who's on the line currently, and Terry from Falcon Heights.
All right.
Yep.
And she's on the line currently?
Yeah.
Which line? Line 3?
Well, no, I have her. I'm on with her right now.
Oh,
she
okay.
won't be able to punch her up.
Can we punch her up and see if she can give us the correct answer?
If she wants
online,
to, sure.
Is that okay?
She seems kind of
skittish.
Yeah.
Little chicken.
Yeah.
Tell her if she wants this damn book, she's going to have to go on the air.
She wants to talk to you.
Well, that's hurtful, Tim. I have feelings, you know. Here, put her on hold and let's see if I can bring her up.
All right. She's on three.
All right. Let's see now. Who is it? Terry?
Oh, hold on. There you go.
Terry,
no,
are you there?
It's Jane. It's Jane.
Oh, Jane?
Yes.
Hey, Jane, you got the answers for us to my question. Who was the original star of The Day the Earth Stood Still?
Michael Rennie.
Very good. And what was the name of the character that he and Keanu Reeves are playing?
Klaatu.
Very good. Thank you for listening to the show tonight, and we'll be getting that book out to you.
And hold on, Jane, because I got to finish getting your
Yeah, I'm going to put you back on hold. Thank you for listening to The Darkness on the Edge of Town.
Bye.
Thank you. We'll go back to our guest, Diane. We had a caller on hold, and please give us a call back, Dave, from East Bethel. You had an interesting point I'd like to have you bring up. I guess I can just do it while we're waiting here, Diane. His question was, how do you know that you're not well, I guess you don't, it would be the answer. But, you know, how do we know that you're not accidentally getting a demon that's channeling through us? They come through in a being of light. I mean, it says even in the Bible that when the Antichrist returns, he'll come as a creature of light, you know, showing us love and all this to get us to follow along before things go horribly bad. How do we know that that's not what we're dealing with here?
Well, all I know is that my life has been a good one. I've got an animal sanctuary here with over 100 cats and 8 dogs, if you hear a meow or a wolf.
Mm-hmm.
I've raised a mixed-race daughter on my own and done a pretty good job of it. I'm very proud of her. I think she's listening. I've never had a felony or a misdemeanor. I mean,
sure. Well, hold on. Let me bring Dave on the line. I'll see if we can get to his direct question. I don't know if I got it right. Dave, are you with us?
Yes, I sure am.
All right, Dave. Did you want to? I kind of phrased a question just off of the note that Tim had put in about something about channeling demon. What was your exact question that you'd like to direct to Diane?
Well, it wasn't really a question, but what she's explaining is exactly what the Bible says and what happens when people channel demons. I mean, this isn't anything that, this isn't anything to play around with. I mean, this is, when you open yourself up to the spiritual world, you do get in contact with demons, and they have powers.
Well, when you open yourself up to the spiritual world, you also receive Jesus Christ. He's spiritual, so I don't know if that's a good point or not.
Well, the reason why I bring this up is, yes, Jesus Christ is where you're supposed to go. I mean, Jesus is the one you want to follow, but the
is
Bible...
Is he the only one
the Bible
in the
very
universe?
Specifically says not to be channelers, and you are doing a disservice to Christ. That is exactly what the Bible warns of. You are not to be channelers and to deal with anything like this. When God's angels talk to people, they do it in the way that you're describing.
Now, Dave, I'm curious. Let me ask one.
When God's angels talk to people, they do it in the way I'm describing because my contacts are all higher beings. They're beings of love and light who are concerned about the human race and the planet. I've never had a negative message that says go out and do violence. Or do
That's
war.
A good point. Good point. Now let me ask you this too, Dave. Just out of curiosity, and not an attack on any form of religion at all. But one thing I'm curious about is, and it's proven through history that the Bible has certainly been altered by religious leaders to meet the standards. They've left books out of the Bible that they didn't feel fit what they wanted the Bible to say.
Talking about the Pentateuch, yeah.
All right, and they, you know, they've done that. They've altered meanings of words. I mean, according to the original text and the original context of the Bible, the day that he created the animals and the birds of the sky, the word birds of the sky wasn't the actual translation. It was large lizards or mighty lizards, which has a totally different translation from which would then fit into the Bible time of when we had dinosaurs here on Earth. We know that these things have been changed through time. And the one fight that's been brought up to me by so many on the other side of this battle is the fact that how do we know that, yeah, the church doesn't want us trying to do these channeling. They want us to come to their church, and they want us to make their donations, and they want us to tithe, and they want us to do this. And if they know we can do this at home and on our own, that takes away their power as an entity and as a power bridge itself. Do you think that there's any length of credibility to something like that as well?
When you use the word channeling, see, mm-hmm. what that is using the power of a being, okay? Mm-hmm. When you are supposed to, you can experience Christ by yourself. You don't need the church,
right?
Okay? All you need to do is to have your heart to God. I mean, that's all you need. You don't have to go through the so-called church. I agree with you. The church has been not a good example. There's so many divisions among the church. But the reason for that is it's the same reason why Lucifer is coming in the form of the light as a
right.
good being. Okay, it's to deceive. Lucifer is not there to help you out.
Right. And again, according to the Bible in that version, like I said, but how do we know that the version that we're reading that says we shouldn't channel is the actual translation, the real meaning of the Bible? How do we know that it wasn't this way? I also have a question on that Bible side I've never been able to get a straight answer from the religious sect is, if we're each given gifts, and some people like Diane are given the gift of being able to be open and talk to these spirit guides and things, how do we know that, you know, it's not like she went out seeking this ability, it came to her and it happened? If we're turning away from it, God did say that there would be prophets and there would be people that he would give certain gifts and divination to. How do we know that that's not what's going on with Diane or any of these other people that claim to have these abilities? Where do we get to draw the line in the sand? And I'm not putting either one of you on trial. I'm just wondering, how do we as a society answer that question then who's okay to believe in and who isn't?
Okay, the thing with the prophets, though, if you wouldn't want to declare yourself a prophet in the Bible times, because if you were wrong, you were stoned. You were killed.
Right.
Okay? Now, you have all these people that claim that they know things. Well, if we use them, and I'm not advocating stoning people, but I'm what I'm saying is that
you're safe tonight, Diane.
if you were go to the test that was biblical, mm-hmm. There wouldn't be a lot of people saying, "Well, you know, this is what I think." Okay,
sure.
What you are doing, especially when I heard the word channeling, I just shuddered.
I think the word channeling is a matter of semantics, because if Jesus comes to me, it's wonderful. If a higher being who calls himself Tibus, who is a brother and holds Jesus in great esteem, comes to me, then it's channeling. I mean, that's a word that you're trying to...
It's just putting, it's labeling something, right. It's putting a label on something. Dave, I appreciate your call, and you make great points of that. If you'd like to stay on hold, we'd like to give you a copy of the Interdimensional Universe book. Would you like to get that?
Yeah, I would. Can I just say two more things real quick?
Yeah, we have to go to break, so you got to make them real quick.
Yep. The other thing that bothered me is when you talk about animals do not have souls.
Yes, they do.
Okay.
If you read Genesis, no, they don't. You're not quoting the Bible. If you claim to know Jesus Christ, you are going to claim to believe in what he has given us.
I'm not quoting the Bible.
What was the other point? Let me get to the other point real quick, Dave, and then we have to go to break.
Well, it's the stuff that she has said that is so close, but it's not correct. That's the part that's scary, and that's the part that Satan uses to get people away from.
Fear is the biggest impediment to progress.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back. Dave, you stay on hold. I'm going to put you on hold here. Thanks for calling in and being a part of the show. Tim's going to get you that book. And Diane, stick with us. We'll be back. We'll do one more segment, and we'll wrap up for the evening. You're listening to the best in paranormal talk radio with our guest Diane Tessman on Darkness Radio. Good evening. Welcome back to the Darkness on the Edge of Town Paranormal Radio Show. I'm your host, Dave Schrader. co-host Tim Dennis, producer, sitting across from me. Ooh, got a heated discussion going there, Timothy.
A little bit. You know, I got to bring this up.
Sure.
A couple of callers have called, and we're up against the clock, so it's not like we can throw them on, but I'll throw this to Diane. A lot of people are siding with you, Diane, in the fact that they believe animals do have souls. Now, you know, that's a theological debate, and we're not really about
I don't believe my cat has a soul, because he would used to jump up on me and pee on me when he was mad. No animal with a soul would do that, Diane.
Well, cats don't.
Oh, that was a good manifestation of his soul.
I don't think that was his soul. I think that was the fact that he was just pure evil.
Well,
It's hard for me to discern. I get a lot of people that will listen to guests like you that come on and then they're like, oh my God, this woman's completely nuts. Why aren't you jumping on her? And blah, blah, blah. And I liken it to religion. You know, I grew up Lutheran. There's Catholic, Buddhist, there's Muslim, there's all these different sects of religion out there. Just because that's their belief system, does that make them wrong? And I know it does according to the Catholics. We're all burning except for them. But the fact of them, and that's not a stab at Catholics, but I mean, it just seems that's the route it takes. The rest of us, you know, I have a hard time when people are given gifts of discerning that who gave them the gifts, where did they come from, why. Again, you're not getting messages of, Diane, yes, we can make the world better if only we kill all the Jews or the blacks. You're not getting messages like that. You're getting, if we all come together in love and harmony and peace, then we can make a difference. That's a universal good message. It's not, you know, Hitler's message. It's not Stalin or Napoleon's. It's not any of these leaders that had raging insanity. It has to do with, you know, a place of light. I have to ask this. We already know this, and we don't need psychics, we don't need sensitives to tell us that if we all worked together, and if we all healed together, and we brought together the global consciousness, we could make changes.
Right.
We talked at the beginning of the show of simple prayer and healing requests and energy and showing how that has effect in people that don't even know they're being prayed for or having energy sent for them. Perfect example, our friend Cheryl, who was hospitalized about a year ago with a horrible asthma attack, and they, you know, pretty much had written the book off on her. And then all these prayers and energy came through for her from people, and she was unconscious and didn't even know it, and it brought her out, and she was healthier than she'd been in years. We know that this is out there, but the fact is, getting everybody together and off their asses, you know, of whining and complaining and talking about how screwed the economy and our life and the presidency and this, that, and the other is. I mean, we all know that if we all work together, it would be a better civilization. Do you ever see it really happening? Are we going to, you know, as a channeler, as a psychic, do you ever see us actually pulling together as a populace, or will we only do it once it's too late? Once we've hit the proverbial bottom and nuclear war or something horrendous has happened with chemical warfare and we suddenly realize that we're vulnerable, you know, in the world, is that when we're going to need to come together, or is it going to happen before something
major? I believe firmly that there is a critical mass of enlightenment, and I don't think it's millions of people, but I think perhaps it's tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands. I don't have a specific number, but I believe that we can raise the human hum. Most of us, or many of us, are already there. We don't believe in hatred. We're not greedy. We're going to leave that behind. And I guess we could say we might become homo cosmos. I think we're going to evolve spiritually in a significant way that is actually a dimensional shift. And I think that's what the predictions about dimensional shifts and huge changes in 2012 or 2011, I think those of us, and I hope I'm one of us, who can make it will make it into the future. And perhaps the old ways of war and greed and destroying the planet for profit's sake, corporations just eating up the rainforest and burning forests in Indonesia because the plantations, you know, that whole thing, and so dependent on the money system and Wall Street, and we've created this hell for ourselves. The money system is just a self-made hell, and I do believe that many of us will evolve beyond that, and we've got great potential as human beings. We're a great race, And that's what I think is happening right now. We may have to bottom out before this happens, but I call it a critical mass of enlightenment when that last mind and soul is added to the mass of enlightenment. The human hum will sing in a higher octave. And yes, it's kind of corny, but I do think that's what's happening.
Yep. I mean, it seems through religion, paranormal sect, everything that we're coming across, all of them, including the religious sect, believe that there is a major transcendence or change that's coming soon.
Right.
And, you know, but I mean, again, the truth can be said that that's, you know, our generation is the last generation has been said since Christ. Everybody's right. Believed that they were in the last generation. If we keep up that thought, we're all going to be right. I have to mention real quick, I only have a minute left. We have one more copy of the book to give away, Tim, for Interdimensional Universe. The first person that can call in with the correct answer to who is playing Spock in the new reboot of the Star Trek movies, give us a call if you know the answer. Who is the actor that's portraying Spock in the new Star Trek movie? First person with the correct answer at 651-989-5855. 651-989-5855. We'll give that book away to them. You know the answer to this, right, Tim? Don't give it over air.
I won't give it over air. I believe I do, yes.
Okay, good deal. I'll shoot that over to you. Thank you very much for joining us, Diane.
Yeah, may I mention my website?
Yes, please. That's what I was going to ask you to do.
Tessman.com.
It's Diane Tessman, DianeTessman.com.
Right.
DianeTessman.com. Diane, we'd love to talk to you more and have you on. Maybe we can have you right around the beginning of the new year. You can tell some of the predictions for 2009 if that would work.
Okay, I'd love to.
Great. Well, thank you very much. You have a great night, and thank you for spending time with us here in the darkness on the edge of town.
Thank you.
Thank you. And thank you all for tuning into another episode. Remember to tune in tomorrow night. We've got great stuff going to happen tomorrow night. We've got guest book critic is going to be joining us. Nathan Schrader, my son, is going to be joining us doing a book review. We're also going to talk to national news correspondent Bree Sanders. Then we've got the Ghost Adventures crew. Zach Beggins and Nick Roth are going to join us. And Brian Riggi talking about ghosts and paranormal and poltergeists. So join us tomorrow night on Darkness Radio, 9 p.m. to midnight, right here on your home for the best in paranormal talk radio, 100.3. K-Talk.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.